And we just finished the first set here at the Greek Theater. We're at the intermission now at the Grateful Dead. I'm still sort of winded. I'm trying to get all things organized here. We want to thank all of you who have called us up and wished your goodwill and your good support. So we need for you to continue to help us out here at KPFA. And Gary.
Well, first set concluding with a rousing version of Bertha, and I've just been down to the lacrosse field or the soccer field adjacent to the Greek Theater, and if you're hearing us down there, we'd like to say hello, and we'd like to say you're doing a good job down there, you're keeping it cool, and we'd like to ask you to continue to do so and respect the neighborhood. And David Gans is here, Alice is here, Barry is here, and we are here to tell you a few things about the Rex Foundation. We'll be talking to some people about that coming up. We'll have some halftime interviews, I think, with band members. And while we have a little bit of downtime here, we'd like to invite you to pick up your phone and pledge your support to KPFA by calling 415-848-5732. That's 415-848-KPFA to help us shoulder some of the costs of putting these 3 days of the Grateful Dead at the Greek on, and to help KPFA continue to bring you the best programming anywhere 365 days a year.
And so, and while we get started, we're going to play a couple of selections that were made possible for us by one of our programmers at KPFA named Shafi Hakim.
In just a moment. Thank you.
And we want to welcome all of you again. You're probably wondering, what are we doing? What are they doing? So let me just tell you a little about what it is that we were thinking about for this a statement that we want to make. As you know, the Rex Foundation has existed for several years, and in just a few minutes we will be talking to someone about the Rex Foundation, why it is and what it is, and some of the groups that are being supported now and some of the groups that are being supported in the past. One of the things that all of us are concerned about at KPFA, and we're sure that many of you out there too are concerned about our communities, about people who are homeless, about people and our children who need a place to stay, food, and we're also concerned about the environment, the earth. And one of the things that we want to do over the next several days is to draw attention to such issues as the rainforests that are being cut down at a rapid rate, such issues as the many animals and birds and plants that are being lost at a rapid rate. And so one of the things that we're hoping that we all think about at the end of these series of broadcasts is a little bit more consciousness and about, you know, saving and protecting what's around us. And so throughout the next several days, you're going to hear people's voices from around the world, music and culture from around the world. You're going to hear example of birds and trees and rainforests and oceans from all parts of the world. So stay tuned with us and help us try and make this statement.
Throughout the career of the Grateful Dead, they've always done a lot to help all sorts of different kinds of organizations. From the very beginning, they have tried to spread the wealth as much as they can. They've always been real thankful that they've been able to make their living playing music, which they love. So they've really gone out of their way to try and give back to the community some of the things that they feel they have received. The Greek Theater benefits this year are going to contribute to a lot of different causes. There's In Spirit, a group in Marin County that we'll be hearing a little feature on shortly. The Save a Foundation, who a lot of the Dead fans are familiar with. And a lot of other different organizations have benefited from this band. We're hoping to have Bill Graham here momentarily to speak to you. He is a member of the board of directors of the Rex Foundation. Bill, welcome to our microphones.
Again this year, thank you.
How long have you been with the Rex? How long has the Rex Foundation been around, and how long have you been with them as a board member?
9 years now, since the beginning, I guess.
Since the very beginning, you've been a board member with the Rex?
Yes.
Can you tell us something about the Rex Foundation, how it got started, what their goals are?
Well, Rex was a member of the Grateful Dead organization with the stage crew. And he died in an accident. And in memoriam, the members of the Grateful Dead thought that there should be an ongoing memoriam in his behalf, because he had been with him from the beginning, like Dan Healy and Ramrod and Parrish and some of the others, and obviously they felt very close to him. So in his memory, they thought to begin raising funds to aid people and projects in need and worthy causes and supporting worthy causes. And then it's just grown and grown into what it is today.
And can you tell us something about how decisions are made as to who gets the money?
We just had a meeting 2 days ago. Every couple of months we'll sit down and go down a long list of various projects. That there are two ways. I mean, word of mouth about the Rex Foundation, we're not exactly out there advertising who needs money, because there are countless individuals and organizations, from children's camp to hospitals to the AIDS problem, the homeless, and they're there. Also, the members of the Grateful Dead and the employees of the Grateful Dead and the people on the board of directors have a right of individual input and causes and that they're aware of and involved with and think should be supported. We can also put that into the kitty. And then we get together every once in a while and discuss the merits of these various projects and just discuss them and come down with a decision as to whether or not the project should be supported and the extent of that support. There's a whole share is considered 10 grand and half a share is considered 5 grand. Then there are 1,000, 2,000, but we deal sometimes in shares. And to what extent, how will this appropriation work? Somebody may ask for 50 grand and we may not choose to put in that much. Invariably, the decision comes down to can this contribution have a positive effect on that cause, on that project? So there's a tendency not to become involved with multi-million dollar projects where this donation may just get lost, and unless another $480,000 is donated somewhere, this 10 grand is not going to mean beans. So there's a very great concern with every contribution as to the effect of that contribution.
So you try to make sure that your money makes a big difference wherever it goes.
Correct. If a school needs musical equipment, instruments, and that 12 grand can make the difference between there being a class for music appreciation or not, that's considered. A teaching class for a year for an instructor for the handicapped, that can make the difference between a teacher being there and not being there. Those are very strongly considered, as opposed to being part of a building and adding a wing to a library that'll cost $600,000.
I noticed that on this particular benefit run, there's a lot of social services involved, including the Berkeley Free Medical Clinic, the Oakland Support Services, and the Emergency Food Project.
Every city has them, and there's obviously a leaning toward Bay Area organizations and Bay Area projects that relate to the needy and the handicapped, and those that need instruction. And it's obvious. It would be nice, it would be good if every community had a Grateful Dead and had a Rex Foundation.
That would be nice.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to say about the foundation?
Whenever there's the opportunity, I think the foundation speaks for itself. It would be good to, I'd just like to thank the members of the band, because there are many, many, many artists who are as successful as the Grateful Dead, and yet they seem to set an ongoing example that is not equaled.
Thanks very much, Bill Graham, for coming to our microphones, and perhaps we will hear the feature now on In Spirit, who will be receiving money from the Rex Foundation this time.
Must give yourself to love, if love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to the tears and laughter, and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love.
In Spirit, an acronym for In Support of Paralytics in Real Intense Times, is a young Marin County organization spearheaded by Anise Taylor. She speaks about how she got involved in her work.
I became a quadriplegic in 1982 when our house was hit by a mudslide here in Marin. And as I came home and was trying to rebuild my life, it became very apparent how lacking the funds are for attendant care.
In Spirit has some specific goals.
And our main focus is on attendant care for paralyzed people and helping supply supplementary funds for essential attendant care. We pay attendants directly to work for paralyzed people.
In Spirit is devoted to helping paralytics who need financial assistance with attendant care. They receive funding from a variety of sources, including the Rex Foundation.
We had our first grant from the Rex Foundation, which came on the anniversary of the storm in which I became a quadriplegic, unbeknownst to them. And through private donations, fundraisers, and grants, we hope. This has been our first real year of operation. And we hope we can just keep raising enough money to continue. We are helping our first client now, someone who came to our attention who was in very great need. So we just instantly started helping her.
If you are a person who needs help or knows someone who does, In Spirit may be contacted at Post Office Box 383, Woodacre, California, 94974. Area code 415-456-6040. In Spirit, Post Office Box 383, Woodacre, California, 94974.
Love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to the tears and laughter and give yourself.
Welcome back backstage at the Greek Theater. Yeah, David, we're sure talking.
I got Sue.
Good old Mr. Gans comes right in. We are here backstage at the Greek Theater, and in the spirit of the fundraiser that this event is, we would like to get another little plug action going to try and meet the KPFA expenses. We have some additional premiums to offer. Besides the Grateful Dead decal that is spelled out in stained glass fashion, that will come with a $40 subscription rate to KPFA. We also, for a $60 subscription, have a copy of a book called Dead Base 2 by Stu Nixon. Gary, can you tell us a little something about this book?
Well, this is sort of the ultimate resource for deadheads. It is a computer database information on every Grateful Dead show. It's a list of every show they've ever played as far as can be determined accurately. And they are compiling and continue to compile set lists for as many shows as they possibly can. And there's a startling number of set lists that they have compiled. And they're working on more. Dead Base 2 just came out. There's also a little supplement in the back of the book called Garcia Base for those who have followed Jerry Garcia and his various incarnations with Merle Saunders and the current Jerry Garcia band, Olden in the Way.
It's a very remarkable book. It does, as Gary said, have a complete listing of all the shows that have ever been played, and also a complete listing, or as complete as can be expected, of the songs and the song lists in order of what was played at that gig. So it is actually an incredible resource for archivists. We have only five copies available at the $60 per year subscription rate. So if you would like the book, call 848-5732, 848-KPFA. That is a premium for our $60 subscription.
And it will be mailed to you directly from the people who put Dead Base together. The new issue is hot off the presses, and they printed it up in New Hampshire, and it will be sent to you.
And we're going to talk to Stu in a little while, so he can tell you more about the book and materials itself. But in the meantime,
besides the $40 premium, which is the decal, and the $60 premium, which is the book, we also have special autograph posters, thanks to the band, who are also eager to make sure that KPFA is able to make their expenses. We have two posters, which we are going to offer at the magnificent $500 rate. We have one poster, which is the Jerry Garcia Band. It's the poster of their 13-night run on Broadway, which was a milestone, Garcia on Broadway. It's a wonderful poster. It has a picture of Garcia in full magician regalia pulling a guitar out of a hat. And that is signed by Jerry, and that's available for a $500 pledge to KPFA Public Radio. We also have another poster, which is the Blues for Allah poster, which is also signed by every member of the band, and that is also available at the $500 subscription rate.
And I see stepping into our booth right now one of the people responsible for Dead Bass 2. It's Stu Nixon.
And that number again is 415-848-5732, 415-848-5732, that's KPFA. And we're trying to make another $800 this during this pledge, during this break. And after that, we'll be getting into some more music, into some more material. But in the meantime, please go to the phones and help us make our expenses for this broadcast. Hello, Dan.
Who?
David. How can I do that? David.
Dan's out in the booth. Hi, Barry. We got Stu Nixon here. Stu is one of the three co-authors of Dead Bass 2. Just second edition just came out, and as I speak as one of probably a very few professional users of this, since I use it every day in producing the Deadhead Hour, the rest of the hobby world is just as grateful for it as I am, though. A bunch of severe list freaks got together and started compiling as many Grateful Dead song lists as they could.
Hello, David.
Hi, Stu. Whatever possessed you to do such a thing?
Well, it just sort of happened, I guess.
Yeah?
Been compiling lists for several years, but just so happened that we bumped into two or three other folks who were all equally compulsive, and we sort of pooled our resources and came up with a composite of a lot of data.
Well, now, last year's was a pretty straightforward lists and some statistics. We should talk about your the data processing component of your trio there, John Scott, back at Dartmouth College.
Right. All the Grateful Dead song lists are on a computer at Dartmouth, and John W. Scott is the programmer. And, it's important to have the W, because there's another John Scott also at Dartmouth, and they confuse their phone numbers and things. So,
okay.
John W. is the programmer. He data entered all of these songs from all of these shows, from both the Grateful Dead lists and for Dead Bass 2, we've included a Jerry Garcia Band list. So,
and also, there's a discography in here, including all the side projects and records that Jerry played on over the years, and movies, TV, list of books, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And actually, my favorite new feature is you got a bunch of people to review shows, just talk about their favorite shows over the years. I came up with one for you. But
yeah, you're in there.
A bunch of other people did a lot of them. I really appreciate that a lot. You know, somebody's very articulate description of one of his highest Grateful Dead moments is really a pleasure to read.
Well, that's the fun part. I mean, there's the work part, which is all the number crunching and the actual list, all the real data. But then there's a fun section that we've introduced in this version as well.
And you got information on the venues. What possessed you to do that?
Well, we were just curious. It's like a lot of Deadheads are probably curious about the different places that they go to see the Dead. So we sent out a questionnaire to as many of the places whose addresses we could find who the Dead have played at over the years. And we put all the data in there as well.
So you kind of get a little bit of an idea of what you're getting into when you go to, say, Rich Stadium. At least you know there's 80,000 people
right,
going to be there with
big
you.
And what the venue sometimes thinks of the Deadheads. There are a couple of descriptions in there where they say the Deadheads are above average in their performance behavior at shows compared to other bands. So that's a fun section to read as well. Actually, reading all the data is fun if you're into this sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's been called the Taper's Bible, but it's not just for tapers. Trivia and fun stuff.
It's pretty much the stocking stuffer for the Deadhead on your list.
Right.
If people want to order one of these, I do want to point out, too, that because you're using Grateful Dead information and all, you made a nice deal with them to donate a portion of the proceeds to the Rex Foundation. Is that right?
Right. Rex Foundation, speaking of which, talked with them in 1986 and got their permission to do this project, and we've had their help. Folks that work in the vault, Jack and Dick, have given us information, and we know that gotten a lot of support from other staff members and even a band member to look at it.
Great. Before we wrap this up, if people want to order a copy of this, we're going to be giving some of these away in the pledge portion of this program here, but if people want to order one of these, do you have the mail order address handy?
Yeah, it's the Dead Bass, box 499, Hanover, New Hampshire, 03755.
And how much?
And it's $17.50 domestic, airmail. So if folks want to mail in, they can do it. And we're happy to donate a few copies to help the pledge.
Well, as it turns out, those five copies were snapped up already by willing KPFA donors. So job well done, Stu.
All right.
And thank you
for
being here. And I guess we'll turn it back over to Barry, who's got some posters to move.
Thanks a lot. And the number again is 848-5732, 848-KPFA. Thank you. And for $40 a year, we do have the sticker here that says Grateful Dead. And so we're hoping that you will give us a call right away. We are trying to raise $800. And we also have the two signed posters that we're offering for you, for those of you who are willing to call, for $500. So go to your phones right now, 415-848-5732. And before we ask Mary to give us an idea of what's happening, perhaps we can get another quick description of those posters.
Well, one of them is that Phil Garris's excellent painting for the cover of Blues for Allah. Why are you rolling those up when I'm trying to describe them, Alice? Stretch those suckers out
like
here.
There's no room, man. Yeah. Come on, you know what this poster looks like, David. You've seen it a million times.
Yeah, but I need the evidence in front of my eyes. The other one is Herbie Green's fabulous photo of Jerry from the Broadway run. Jerry pulling a guitar out of a top hat. It's a fabulous photo with a real squirrely look on his face, and he signed it
Jerry. He was being witty at the time.
And that poster was designed by Arlena Sejcik, who's a wonderful graphic artist.
Excuse me, this is Mary Tilson.
Hello, Mary Tilson.
Talking
Mary.
To you from the studios of KPFA. I'm happy to report that the Blues for Allah poster is gone.
Snapped up.
We have left here the Jerry Garcia poster, which we are offering for a pledge of $500. This poster is signed, and you can receive this poster by calling now on 415-848-5732. We've got about 3 phone lines open right now, so that's a very good time to pledge your support to listener-supported KPFA. Don't forget, those of you who don't have $500, we very much appreciate your pledges in the amounts of $40 or $60 or $100 or what have you.
Once again, Deadhead power comes through.
As always.
Yeah.
Could I thank some of the people who have called?
Oh, please do.
We would like to thank Marty Brown of La Honda. Thanks very much. Charles Jagger of Roanert Park. Carolyn Marychild of Vacaville, Sam Franklin of Palo Alto, Bruce Rollin of San Bruno, Kirk Veers of Berkeley, Tim Kelly of San Francisco, Carolyn Pashian of Fresno, Mimi Montgomery of Berkeley, Arthur West of San Mateo, David Katz of San Francisco, and I think we have a couple more people to thank. We'd like to thank Robert Droblatz of Sausalito, Becky Billings of San Jose, and Catherine Giblensky of San Francisco. Thank you all very much for your generous pledges to support these broadcasts on listener-supported KPFA. And we've got 2 phone lines open right now, so please give us a buzz at 848-5732.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Keep talking.
Thank you, Deadhead.
I'm trying to figure out something else.
While we're filling a little time, I'd like to read something to you people. One of the reasons that the Grateful Dead is broadcasting all 3 of these programs is because there's been a little bit of a problem in recent months with too many Deadheads coming around for the party outside the show, making things a little difficult for the promoters and the police and the band, actually, ultimately, because when the mess gets left outside, you know, the band gets blamed for it. So there's been an effort to try and keep people from congregating too densely around the gigs, and that's the reason why Phil Lesh invited all of you KPFA listeners to go home and listen to the show. Right, Gary?
That's right. And
take off your shoes, as a matter of fact.
That's right. And we hope you
let
are comfortable.
Let the air out of them at the very least.
And one very important function of this show is to entertain folks in their homes and away from places where they're going to run into unnecessary hassles. The Grateful Dead are very tidy people, and they don't leave this mess behind, but they tend to bear the brunt of the blame when the blame comes down. And the continued use of the Greek Theater and other venues that the Grateful Dead like to play and Deadheads like to see them depends on the cooperation of Deadheads. And toward that end, something called the Minglewood Town Council has been formed. It's kind of formless, but it has been formed.
Yeah, the name just kind of got pulled out of the air and stuck with it. And all it really is a bunch of what Jerry Garcia referred to as older, more experienced deadheads that are trying to somehow a kind of deadhead tradition has evolved over the years. Although in my 18 years as a deadhead, nobody ever gave me any kind of lessons or anything. It just kind of, we've all evolved a tradition of looking out for everybody in some kind of benign way and having a real good time without making anybody else clean up behind us, you know?
Right. When you say looking out for everybody, it doesn't just mean looking out for other deadheads. It means looking out for the communities that allow Grateful Dead shows to take place therein.
And again, that's one of the themes that we want to sort of happen all the way throughout these broadcasts, and that is taking care of each other, taking care of the environment, taking care of our communities. And that's the thought that I think that we want to leave, and why it was really nice that we were able to broadcast these series of concerts at a time when it was to raise funds for the Rex Foundation.
That's right. That's very much what the Rex Foundation is about, is community involvement and empowering people to help themselves. And I think the success of these broadcasts in helping to cool the scene may help us do more broadcasts, and perhaps the your help in pledging to KPFA will encourage KPFA to think it's a good idea to continue to do so.
And empowering means you going to the phones right now and giving us a call at 415-848-5732, 415-848-KPFA. We know that right now we can be heard in most of Northern and Central California through KFCF. And by the way, this is listener-sponsored radio, KPFA and KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno. And listener-sponsored means just that. We are able to survive by those of you who are tuned in right now, pledging your support to us by giving us a call. And we have a number of rates. Anyone who subscribes at the $20 annual rate will receive our monthly folio guide, which will give you an idea of our various eclectic programming. And David Ginn, who is involved with KPFA, and Gary Lambert, who is involved with KPFA, can all tell you about the wealth and the variations of our programming. And you need a folio just to be able to keep up with it.
That's
so 848-5732, and for people who subscribe at the $40 a year rate, will receive the decal that says Grateful Dead.
Kind of a stained glass sort of thing here.
Right, and we do have one $500 poster that has been signed by all of the members. It's the Jerry Garcia poster that's still left. Is that right?
That's right. Signed by Jerry.
Actually, that's true. The Jerry Garcia poster is still unclaimed. So if you call right now at 848-5732, you can receive this poster.
I'm sorry, Mary. Garcia is going to go to bed angry tonight if you don't buy. No, that's not.
So, you know, we have a little bit of music that we want to put on for plug music give us a chance to, what?
I'm sorry, Barry. We have to right a wrong here because Stu Nixon neglected to mention the name of the other co-author of Dead Bass 2, and we want to thank him because I have a personal note on this. The man's name is Mike Dolgushkin, and when I was working on that book playing in the band several years ago, the first Dead Bass I got was typed. It was a Xerox, about 600 pages of typed manuscript, and that, it turned out later, was done by an amazing character named Mike Dolgushkin, who I don't know how many typewriter ribbons he went through and how many versions of it and how many bottles of whiteout, but he did a hell of a job. So he certainly deserves mention.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you once again, Stu.
Pardon me, but I have some people here who deserve mention as well.
Great.
If I can do that.
Please
Charles
do.
Brannon of Belmont, thanks for your pledge. John Hunt of Fresno. Jason Christian of San Francisco. John Meyer of Davis. And Mark Shea of Alameda. Thank you all very much for your pledge. We're hearing from a lot of places in the Bay Area and beyond. More folks.
Oh, good.
Boy, this is great. Tommy, this is a rough last name. I hope I don't blow it. Tommy Metzwinski of San Francisco and Kevin Crow of Walnut Creek.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. And we have one phone line open right now, so you can get in your pledge at 848-5732. We have two phone lines open, and we still have the Jerry Garcia poster ready to give away for a pledge of $500.
That he signed.
Am I correct in saying that if we meet this amount here in this pledge, that we won't be bothering people about pledges for the rest of the weekend?
We won't be bothering people tomorrow.
Oh, good. That's the day I'm on the air.
Right.
So, for David
Gans.
You
get Gans, a break tomorrow.
I don't have to harangue you for money tomorrow.
No, we are trying to raise a couple of $1,000 tonight. We need to raise about $5,000 for the weekend.
It occurs to me that many of you who are tuning into this broadcast because you want to hear 3 days of the Grateful Dead may be hearing KPFA for the first time. And you should know that when you subscribe to KPFA, in addition to the premiums we're sending out, you get something very important, which is the folio, the KPFA monthly program guide, which is a veritable cornucopia of great radio programming, diverse music, public affairs programming.
Much of which you can't get on any other commercial sort of radio station because they're not able to offer things very diversely out there, you know. And also, Larry Bensi's going to be reporting
That's
on
right.
the Democratic Convention.
There's a whole
team
of people that are in Atlanta right now that are gearing up to be bringing you the Democratic Convention all week, starting Monday.
We are specializing in gavel-to-gavel coverage of
That's
major
great.
Events this week.
Right, the station Pacifica made quite a name for itself with our gavel-gavel coverage of the Iran-Contra hearings, also the Kerry drug hearings, and we'll be there for the Democratic Convention.
As well as Judge Bork, I believe.
That's right.
The downfall of Judge Bork.
And, that's right.
And Larry Bensky is an extraordinary reporter. You're going to hear things that you will not hear from the mainstream networks, and it sort of smacks of the truth, as a matter of fact.
And even if you don't want to listen to all of it, which is certainly an understandable phenomenon, it's worth supporting KPFA because it's there if you want to hear it. Now, I work at home. I listen to a lot of the Iran-Contra stuff, and I found Bensky's commentary to be infinitely deeper than what you got on CNN, which managed to cut away at conveniently Republican times.
And that number again is 415-848-5732, 415-848-KPFA.
And we still have the Jerry Garcia signed posters, so please call now. We'd like to thank Paul Phillips of Petaluma. Gee, great yodel in the background there. Michelle Nicolay of Novato.
You like that, huh,
that
Mary?
Was very impressive. It sounded great.
Well, you know, Mary is an excellent programmer, too. And do you play yodelers on your show, Mary?
Of course I do.
Every opportunity.
And you can
sure.
hear her on Tuesdays at 1 p.m.
And you can earmark your checks for the yodeling stuff,
right.
too, if you really want to.
America's Back 40, here's my plug, is just about my favorite show on KPFA, or right up there.
Oh, gosh, guys, I'm blushing. This is embarrassing.
And Mary plays a lot of the kind of music that if you're a Deadhead, you hear getting filtered through the Grateful Dead in their own way. Jug band music, country, western
yeah.
swing.
Blues.
Blues,
that's
bluegrass, rockabilly.
Okay, and we're going to have a little dialing music. How
right.
about that?
All right.
Oh, boy. 848-5732 is a number to call. We have one line open right now, so please call and pledge your support to listener-supported station.
Onto the stage here, so I think we have to stop talking, stop playing records, and get on with the Grateful Dead on KPFA 94.1 FM.